Okay, so at Young Scotland's Got Talent with the one of our employers today, Mal Spence. He gave a brilliant presentation today. Mal is going to speak to us about how we go forward in helping people with a disability into work. Mal, welcome to Able Radio.
Thanks very much, Michael.
First of all, you employ somebody with the name Ken Barr. Can you tell us about a background about that, how Ken got the job and what he does on a day-to-day basis?
Of course. Ken I've known for a wee while through his brother Andrew, who used to be a bartender just like myself, before he started work with Adidas, and he's across in Germany now. Ken got the job mainly through his attitude and his work ethic, and that's two of the most important qualities I look for when I'm employing staff. And it's not so much about the skill set, the experience they have, it's a higher on attitude and personality. And you know, Ken's dependable, he always shows up for work, he does exactly what he's asked, and he does it with a smile on his face to a point, you know, where he's a very, very important member of the team. He does a very important job for us in the bar, and everybody loves him because he's just a great attitude and is a lovely, lovely person. And that's stuff that you can't teach, you know. Everything else about the job can be taught. Doesn't matter what your challenges are, everybody learns at different rates, everybody has different issues about how to learn and how to progress, but that's all stuff that can be taught based on the individual. But the attitude, the work ethic and the personality are just things that you can't teach.
And is this the first time you've employed somebody with a, not even a physical disability, but a learning disability as well?
It is, but it was something that I wasn't aware of, that, you know, I was aware of the fact that Ken had challenges in his life, but, you know, I wasn't aware of the specific learning difficulties that he had. But knowing that and learning more about it has been able to make Ken's working environment a lot better, not only for him but for the staff as well. Now the staff are a wee bit, and the team that we're working in are a wee bit more aware of what Ken's challenges are. Yeah, we can make the environment better for him and better for us. I mean, we understand, you know, what Ken's needs are. But it's certainly the first time. But you know, if everybody's got the same, you know, I wish everybody that I hired was like Ken. You know, had that ethic, had that, you know, that attitude, and it won't be the last time I'll be hiring, you know, and it's something I want to get more involved in and try and make a bit of a difference to.
Did you know that there was discrimination out there to employ somebody with a disability?
Well, again, I know employers that are looking for people that want to work and want to turn up with a good attitude, and Ken's for me, he's irreplaceable. And, you know, you can't buy what he brings to us, regardless in what tasks or what role he is, he's performing. It's the way he goes about the job, that's the most important thing. I know plenty of employers that are looking for people that want to work and that turn up with that kind of attitude, and I'm going to be trying my best to reach out to people and reach out to employers to try and make some sort of impact on this.
So what would you say to, if anybody is listening to this that wants to work but, you know, thinking that it's difficult to try and get into work, and what do you say to the people looking for work and employers? Would you say give them a chance, or?
Totally. I mean, for people that are looking for a job, I mean, there's always the element of, like, you know, just keep on trying. But it's all about getting that chance, you know. It's hard to keep on trying if you don't get the chances. And it's all comes down to employers at the end of the day, giving people chances and giving them roles. But that's where the government can help, and, you know, that's what charities like Give Me a Chance help as well. But, you know, it really comes down to the employer to actually start giving people chances. And hopefully I can make some sort of difference in that, you know, and try and convince people that, you know, there's a lot of talented people and a lot of really, really good people and hard-working people that are looking for jobs.
Okay, thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Michael. Take care.
So we're now joined at Young Scotland's Got Talent event by Ken Barr. Ken is employed by Mal Spence. Can you tell us a bit about your job and what you do?
I work in the bar up at the Blycewood Hotel, and I basically what I do is I'm called a bar backer, which basically means that I take glasses, I clean glasses at the back and take them to the bar and restock up. And not only that, I take the ice and the crushed ice to the bar to stock up the bar as well. And I also clean the glasses as well. So.
And do you like your job?
Yes, I do. I like it very much just now. So.
So what do you say to people with learning disabilities that wants to get into work but hasn't got the chance to get into work? What would you say to these folk?
Just if you're looking for work, just seem like really enthusiastic and just keep trying. Keep trying to find like what you're interested in, you know. So.
And what's your relationship with your boss, Miles Spence?
My relationship with my boss is basically he is my mentor and he tells me like what to do, what not to do, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for your time and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thanks, bye.